Recording now.
Good. Leave it, because I gotta chop something up for the intro.
You are listening to the Web Punks Podcast, the perfect unification of comedy and technical know-how. Listener discretion is advised.
Episode 9 of Web Punks. This is Leyland. I am on my own on this one. Jordan and I haven't been able to line up our schedules, despite the fact that we live so close to each other. Those who know us personally will laugh at that. But side hustles, jobs, careers, projects, colds coming in and out. We just haven't been able to sit down for an hour and have our discussion the past few weeks. But there was something that I've been itching to talk about, and we got a long list of now things coming up for our next episode. But something that I've been wanting to talk about for a little bit, because it's kind of been in the mainstream. And that's BlackBerry basically suing everybody. BlackBerry's going crazy, and it's like they're like the crazy ex. It just won't leave you alone, and they're just suing anybody who's done anything digital, it seems. No, but I think on March 6th is when the Financial Post put out this article that said that BlackBerry finally filed their lawsuit against Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram, which is all the same company, stating that they basically are infringement of their copyright based on what they built for BlackBerry Messenger, BBM, right? BlackBerry Messenger, yeah, years ago that we all had. They filed in California, of course. Everything's near Silicon Valley, but Facebook's fighting back. This Financial Post article said that litigation, BlackBerry's suit sadly reflects the current state of its messaging business. Having abandoned its efforts to innovate, BlackBerry is now looking to tax the innovation of others. We intend to fight, said Facebook Deputy General Counsel Paul Gruall. Apparently, BlackBerry last year, I guess 2017, sued Nokia, Avaya, and Qualcomm, and it was awarded $1 billion. You know, it's funny because it's all over the mainstream news right now. It's like, you know, I'm hearing about BlackBerry's, it's BlackBerry versus Facebook. You know, Zuckerberg's back in the line of fire in court. But all I can think of as I'm listening to this stuff is BlackBerry has been, it's been off the radar, irrelevant for so long. I had a BlackBerry 10 years ago and it was great. And then everyone around me just started getting Androids and iPhones, and they were all doing things that I couldn't do because BlackBerry just decided that they couldn't or that they didn't want to innovate. It was like they built up this company, and they're a Canadian company too, I believe. They built up this company early on, and then we're like, yeah, we're just going to let it sit. You know, that's great. You know, we're just going to keep cashing in. And that doesn't work no more, boys and girls. It's not, you can't do that anymore. So you didn't innovate, and now you're trying to sue everybody. That's apparently what's going on. Well, that's how I took it. That's how it's being perceived, I think, by anyone who lives in the tech or breathes tech or is involved in tech in some way. BlackBerry's basically grasping at straws to keep their company from completely being wiped off the planet because nobody cares about it anymore. I think that they've moved to put Android onto their phones now, but I still don't know a single person that's going out there and being like, yeah, I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna go grab that latest BlackBerry. I think it was Nelly Furtado even bought in, right? Nelly Furtado got involved in BlackBerry a bunch of years ago too. She, I can't remember what it was for though, but anyways, maybe she became an investor or something like that. I don't know. But either way, BlackBerry, here's the thing. BlackBerry became, you know, it came out early and it was awesome because they provided this keyboard on your phone. It was basically like a computer in your hand. They were like against or above and in front of the curve. And then everyone else just caught up and they didn't stay caught up. They surpassed BlackBerry and like took everything to the next level. And now BlackBerry's trying to sue everybody. And, you know, maybe there's some truth and some general authenticity to their copyright infringement being broken, because, you know, we know these companies, they're not always the swiftest at doing things that are legit. But at the same time, it's like, Is BlackBerry going to basically create revenue by suing people? Is that what they're going to do now? I mean, I guess that's why you get a patent, and that's why you get it, you copyright your work and your development work at the beginning, because this could happen down the road. But it just seems like there was a big pause where nothing was going on. And for all we know, and I believe what I read, Facebook and BlackBerry have been talking, and they've probably been arguing it out, and they couldn't come to a number or something that they agreed on. But we'll see where this goes. You know, I mean, I always had hope for BlackBerry personally. I was always like, man, I wish BlackBerry would just, you know, come out with something cool and get back into it, but it hasn't so far. If you like BlackBerry, definitely shoot me an email and call me an idiot. I don't mind if you do that. Leyland at Webpunks. But yeah, so that's it. BlackBerry is suing Facebook now, and pay attention because it's going to be an interesting battle. And I'll leave that there for this one. Passion, passion, hip-hop, 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 hip-hop.